We talked defense. Now it's time to talk a little offense. A great play. The Falcons had a couple good plays, especially once they got in the red zone. I know they want to score more touchdowns, but on this particular play, they did get a touchdown, a Roddy White touchdown here in the fourth quarter to cut the lead. On this particular play, the Falcons had what's called mirror route. So usually this is a play you call baseline, coming across the baseline here. Harry comes across the back. You got Roddy coming across the back as well. These two guys come up and they control the flat player here. And usually what you want is these guys to stay up and you hit the receiver across the back of the end zone back here. So what happens now, what we call a mirror route for the quarterback is he has an option to read both sides. You got the same routes on both sides of the field. So now you look at leverage, you look at position of defensive backs, you look at the best matchup. And right now, because the Steelers have this whole player here, the best matchup would be on this side of the field. What ends up happening is Roddy ends up running a slant route because he gets inside of the defensive back. And Tulolo holds off this defender, and Matt does a good job of holding off the safety back here with his eyes and sticking it up here. But the best thing I like about this play is the ball placement that Matt has. Matt places the ball high where Roddy can go up and get it. But Roddy's a big physical receiver. That's where you want the football to go. So when I talk about mirror routes and having this player here because of the running back, that's why the defensive back is hitting here, the linebacker, is on this side because the running back is here and he's going to control him. But you have one extra defender on this side of the field compared to this side. So Matt does a good job of going through his reads and understanding they have an extra hole play on that side. So that's why he works the other side when we talk about mirrored routes. So as the play progresses, you're going to see the best thing about it is Roddy gets inside leverage. He beats his defensive back to the inside, and then he just shields him off with his body. Roddy's a big physical receiver, as we talked about. He shields him off. But now, as you can see, all defensive backs are in man coverage here, man coverage here. And you see the safety back here. Look at his head. His head is looking right at Matt Ryan, and look at Matt Ryan's head, looking right at the safety. So it's a good job of him controlling that safety, because if not, if he looks over at Roddy right now, you know what's going to happen. He's going to run right over there. Polamalu, who is a pretty good safety, he'll run right over and make the play. But a good job of Matt holding his head right at the safety, holding him off at the last possible moment. And as you can see, he's way over here because of his eyes. And you see Roddy has him shielded off right here. He has him on his backside. There's no way the defensive back can make the play on Roddy. And a good job of ball placement high where only Roddy can get the football. And if the defensive back makes a play on it, he has to go through Roddy.